So the FCC is cracking down on The View, and now ABC is pushing back against that. And we're going to talk about it because it's possible. It's possible The View could get yanked off the air or something.
Well, right now, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to go after them for their exemption, because they have an exemption that basically you have to give equal time rules and all those things we talked about before for political reasons. You have to give each party, each candidate equal time. Obviously, The View does not do that. There's no way you can think that they do.
Right.
And they had an exemption that was given to them in 2002. However, The View in 2002 was much different than The View is now. And so because the FCC is already asking Disney to renew their license early, now the Houston ABC affiliate channel or whatever put a lawsuit out there against them over The View. And they're exempt because of this exemption they got. Well, thing is, I'm going to say then you need to check the exemptions every few years and be recertified.
Yeah.
Because your shows change. And The View from 24 years ago is considerably different. I know, I used to watch it. It's considerably different than The View of today.
Yeah. Now, I obviously was not the target demographic for The View, but I do remember when it came on. And from what I remember, it was just a bunch of women sitting around talking about their kids and their husbands and, news, but it wasn't hyper political. It wasn't hyper partisan.
No. And even when they got more and more political as time went on, for the longest time, they had people on there from different sides. So it'd be more of like a debate and stuff like that. But even then, before that, it wasn't as political as it is now. They had political people on there. They had Hollywood celebrities on there and stuff,
right.
But it wasn't like it is now. And in the last, 15 years, 12 years or so, it's gotten super, super political. They've chased off people who had different opinions in the hosts. And now it's just everybody's on the same side for the most part. And they only are bringing in one type of guest, which is the type that are on the left. And they tried to argue that people on the right won't come on the show. But then people that were on the right said, no, we've been trying to get on your show and you won't let us on. So it's been an issue for a while, but they have an exemption that they aren't, because they were a talk show, they weren't going to be, subject to that rule.
Right.
Except that now they're a talk show, but they're a super hyper politicized, far, far leftist talk show. There's a difference.
I was just thinking, it's like they don't let people from the other side come on because they don't want to catch their conservacooties or whatever.
They had people on that were kind of more like, in the middle, conservacooties, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff, because they thought he was going to come on there and then take their side about, immigration and all that, and he didn't. And they were like, oh crap, they have somebody that disagrees with them, they cannot handle it.
Oh, yeah, they just completely melt down. Like, Sunny especially, she just cannot. She cannot keep her cool, and she's gonna get them yanked off the air more so than any of the other ones, I think. But let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo!
If you'd like more Clownfish TV, and who wouldn't, go out to more more.clownfishtv.com. That's more clownfishtv.com. Help support the Reef for less than the cost of a single super chat. You get exclusive content, paywalled content, and it does help keep us on the air. So thank you very much for that. We really appreciate it. This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles, and we're going to talk about The View.
I can speak today. Yay. So this happened. Apparently, ABC is pushing back against the Trump administration, trying to police broadcast television content. So we already know that the FCC was already going to step up having the renewal for ABC because of some of the things that mostly Jimmy Kimmel was doing. Now they're saying they're crossing constitutional lines and violating the First Amendment. Here's the thing. The reason they have the fair, the fair equal time rule is because, historically, the people who own the news and radio stations tend to lean a certain way. And you don't want it to be the only one voice gets heard because it's going to be argued as unfair. So they have equal time rules to avoid that. There are exceptions, and they are given exceptions, and that's what happened to The View. They were given an out for this when they were a talk show. Now they are not. So they said that they're questioning whether The View should still qualify as a legitimate news program under the equal time rules, okay? And what happened is, according to the ABC, and this was a Houston channel that filed this.
Right.
They threatened to upend decades of settled law and practice and chill critical protected speech, meaning that we can say whatever we want to say on one side. The network also warned about viewpoint discrimination and regulatory targeting, especially because the scrutiny appears focused on a program openly critical of Donald Trump. These women have been openly critical. They used to kiss Trump's ass. It's hilarious to me. There's video of them saying, well, you're going to run for president? You should, when they thought he was on their side. They are overly critical of anyone who does not vote the way they do, think the way they do. They've gotten in trouble many times for saying stuff. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg got put on, you know, hiatus because she was making comments about Jewish people, for pity's sakes.
Yeah.
So then they said that they're going to do a review of the broadcast licenses because of Jimmy Kimmel. So then Brandon Carr had questioned about The View, and that's what led to this lawsuit or whatever they're trying to call it, whatever it is, from Houston, where they're trying to push back and say that it's against the freedom of speech, First Amendment, because they don't have that regulation for equal time.
Here's the thing. You have to adhere to certain guidelines to be a public broadcasting company, right? So if you're going to be on the air, those are the rules for that. Like you can say whatever the hell you want to say on HBO or something or on cable. That's why, you know, MSN gets away with a lot of stuff they get with. CNN gets away with stuff they get with. You can say whatever the hell you want on cable, but when you're beholden to the FCC to be a broadcast network, ABC, NBC, CBS, then you're held to a different standard. What I would recommend, if they're so damn worried about it, is you just move The View to Hulu or something, put it on Disney Plus, and there you go, guys. If The View has such a massive viewership, put it on Disney Plus. You'll pick up some subscribers. There you go. It's paywalled content.
Yeah, but they're saying, I'm back to this, they're saying the government should not trigger investigations, license reviews, or retaliation because people are critical of the president. It should concern us all if networks, comedians, journalists, even local stations start asking what bring consequences. No, see, the problem isn't that. The problem is it's all it does is be you're contrary against one side. And that's just it. Like, you know, Kimmel, The View, there are prime examples where they pretty much only speak to one side. You know what I mean? That's the problem. What? It's not about you can't talk to people. It's about the fact you're supposed to, by the guidelines, offer equal time and have people from different sides on there, but all you do is piss on the president and people on that side while giving an open microphone to everybody you agree with. So you are trying to sway public opinion is what the argument's going to be.
So my thing is, like, look, we've seen a massive increase in violence in this country, and it could be because people are getting worked up because day in, day out, we're broadcasting hatred toward one side of the aisle. Pretty much. And it's just like, when you've got people on, again, on network television saying that the president's basically Hitler and anyone who voted for him's basically Hitler, well, you want to be a good guy and take out Hitler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of his minions, Nazis. That's like,
I think there are lines that shouldn't be crossed. Like when they fired him last time, temporarily, I thought it was really shitty what he said, but he had the right to say it.
He got a long weekend.
Right. But I mean, and that's what I'm still going to stand by that. I think it's really shitty people say, but they have the right to say it. The issue here isn't about free speech. It's about the fact that because of the laws the way they are, and it's been that way for a long time, unless you have an exemption, which a lot of talk shows get,
yeah,
because they didn't used to be super political like they are, you have to follow the equal time, rules. And it's more about that than it is about freedom of speech. But the problem is The View in 2002 is so far removed from The View in 2026, it's ridiculous. Like, they are two completely different shows. The View this year, current year, would not be getting any exemption.
The View in 2002, from what I remember it first came out, it was like the 90s.
It was the 90s, yes.
Because I remember Debbie Matenopoulos was on, I think, was she on Channel 1 or she was on like the TV Guide Network or something? I don't know. I remember seeing her from somewhere and she didn't last very long. But back then it was like Coffee Talk on SNL.
Yeah, it was basically, that's what
coffee
it was.
Coffee Talk. Yeah.
They did talk to some political stuff, but for the most part, it was like, pop culture news. It was, here's new products, you know, let's talk about
here's some makeup, here's some purses, hot topic kind of thing.
We're going to bring some guests on and talk to them. It was that kind of, it was like a traditional like talk show, just with a bunch of women from different viewpoints. That's why it was called The View, because they tried to have different viewpoints and come from different like walks of life to discuss where the, how they see things. And it was, it had politics involved and stuff then too, but they were, it was done from different viewpoints. So they had a variety of backgrounds, a variety of, you know, where they came from, a variety of different political opinions. That was the point. That's why it's called The View.
As I understand it, pretty much every conservative has been chased off the show at this point. Yeah.
And they kept them on there, but they kept getting smaller and smaller amounts. And they kept them there for a long time.
Punching bags.
Basically, people got tired of being, you know, abused. So they'd leave. Yeah. It was just, they were, it was toxic to the place people would go. And it's gotten to a place where it's only one side for the most part, and only one type of person that can be brought in as a guest, and it's constant politics and stuff. Is it has gotten to a place where an exemption would not be granted today because it's clearly a biased political outlet, and that's what it's become. And the thing is, they're mad because they might, you know, take their exemption away. Well, I would argue exemptions should be reviewed every so many years anyway. Because things evolve. Late night TV shows used to be about talking to celebrities, and now it's constant political. Did Jimmy Kimmel take Trump out of his skit, and he has nothing to talk about?
Yeah, that, I mean, it's just wild to see how it's changed. I mean, it used to be the news was the news, and now it's all opinion, right? And then you try to put it back to where it was just a decade ago, and everybody's complaining about censorship. And it's like, no, it's just, we're trying to make the news about the news. Like CBS, man, they are screeching about CBS. And it's like, we're just trying to roll it back to being the news. Like what? But nobody wants it. Does anybody want the news? Does anybody just want middle of the road news? I think everybody wants confirmation bias.
That's just it. They want confirmation bias. But the thing is, you can't be, at that point, it's going to be a problem if you go by FCC regulations. I mean, the regulation is one thing. And it's not against First Amendment. It was just a regulation to make sure people were, you know, give it equal time. And there's not only they not give equal time, it's just they spend all their time talking about certain things, and it's getting ridiculous. But
put it on, that's Disney what they're Plus. Worried about. That's it.
But that's
it.
They can move it someplace where it's not such a problem.
Okay, I'm being dead serious here, because I think what's gonna happen to Jimmy Kimmel and to Stephen Colbert when they're done is they're gonna wind up as podcasters. Put The View on like Spotify or make a big fat ass deal with Spotify. And there you go, guys. If The View's that popular, see if people will pay for it.
You know, they claim it's one of their top rated shows. So it has, the ratings keep going up and up and up. I think it's mostly people want to see what dumb stuff they're going to say now.
They're hate watching it. They're hate watching it because they're like, oh, Whoopi Goldberg's going to say something. But I don't know if people are hate watching it like they were a couple of years ago, because it was shocking, some of the stuff that was on there a couple of years ago. And now it's just like, it was like the Jerry Springer show. It was crazy. And now it's just people are like, oh yeah, they're going to say some dumb shit, and it's just going to be bitching about the president for, you know, an hour.
And I mean, they're like, they're trying to boil it down. That's just, he can't stand to hear, you know, negative things, which in some ways, I'm not going to lie, I think it is a little bit truthful.
I mean, he's kind of
I think going over, these people make fun of presidents all the time, and they didn't like go this far. But it has gone to such a point with late night shows and shows like The View, where they are completely gone at the deep end, and it's all just a left-leaning political hot box talking about all their points and everything else. They're not, and they aren't even open to debate or other people's viewpoints coming in to the show called The View. And it's been an ongoing issue. So this isn't about, you know, the freedom of speech. It's about following the FCC regulation. No one's saying they can't say stuff. They just have to make sure that they aren't only talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, they're not saying they can't say those things. They're saying you're going to lose your, you know, special, you know, exclusion from the equal times rule because you are going so far the other way and you're not giving equal time. It's not what you're saying. It's how much time you're spending on saying it and only allow just people that agree with you to on your show. That's the issue.
Okay, so what you do is you just pivot the content. You put your politics somewhere at the end of the show, whatever. And then you have little segments like Cooking with Whoopi.
I don't know Whoopi cooks, but, you know, I don't know. The whole thing is just crazy.
Well, she needs to learn how to cook, because we're not talking politics anymore, okay?
I just think general public's sick of it. It's like the very polarized shows. Everybody's just getting, they're just worn out. They're just tired.
I think people are tired of it in general. Like, I you know, we try to stay out of the politics for the most part on this channel. I know people accuse us of being political, but like, God, if you say anything even slightly critical of corporate entertainment, you're all of a sudden you're political talking head, which is so fucking stupid because I hate all this stuff. But like, we're even seeing on the right, we're seeing the Daily Wire's collapsing. Right. It's just, I think people are just like, you know what? I just want the news. I just want to turn on TV and be entertained. I don't want the blood sports anymore. We know the world is shit. People are dealing with enough right now. We don't need it. You know, broadcast into our brains 24/7, and you can only take so much before you just tune out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just that they're doing this preemptively because they're worried it was going to affect The View, because they're worried about ABC keeping their, the licensing and stuff like that. Right. And this was kind of came out of left field. It was this one Houston station, Houston ABC station, I guess, that filed it. So I don't know. But they're basically like, the ruling remains in full force. The ABC said in the petition, the commission has taken no action over the last 2 decades to modify or overturn the declaratory ruling. And there is no basis for doing so now. I would disagree. There is definitely basis for reevaluating the modified, status of your interview show when you are only focused on one opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Only bringing in guests in that, go to your opinion. Does that violate equal time? I would argue yes.
All right.
That's just me.
There you go. That's just her. We got to wrap it up?
Yep.
All right. So please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.